Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how our tower cranes put together. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction sector is all about heavy equipment and working with technology. You always need to make use of the technology to put things straight and get your work done. In the case of building a high-rise, it is quite a challenge for the companies, and the challenges come in many ways and many forms. Setting up a tower crane is one such challenge that construction companies experience when they are dealing with the tall building rises. It also becomes a challenge when they do not have the efficient men doing the job or the people who do not know how to do the right way. You know, basically putting the machine back together the correct way. Again, you need to follow the instructions on something like this. Very dangerous. Let us first understand the utilities of a tower crane and why it is important to have them in the construction sites. When you are dealing with the tall buildings, it is not possible to carry stuff like steel, concrete, tools, and other building materials to the height by many humans or any humans. You need to have a tower crane. You therefore need the work to be done using a tower crane, which will have the ability to pick those items, heavy items up, right up and where it needs to be had. You know, you need to get it right to the men that are working up on the tower crane, or not the tower crane, the tall building. Now, let us understand what the tower crane is made of. The bottom of the crane is attached to a large concrete pad, which is used to give the accurate support to the crane. The bottom is connected to the mast, and the mast is the stuff that gives the appropriate height to the crane. Now, on the top of the mast, you will find the stowing unit attached to it, which helps the crane to rotate. There are many other things attached to a stowing unit, such as a boom, a machine arm, and counterweights. You have a long horizon jib, which is a protective arm of the crane, which is the jib, on the top of the stowing unit. This part of the crane carries the load and maneuvers with the help of a trolley that runs along the jib. We also have a shorter horizon arm, which is used to contain heavy items like large concrete counterweights. The winch motor that plays an instrumental role in lifting the lines, or the weight lines, in the machinery arm. Now we move to something important. In order to erect a tower crane, the crew needs to have first assemble the 40-foot mast that contains the stowing gear and two vertical mast sections. One is done. The next thing that needs to be assembled is the jib and the machinery section. The rising members and then place on the assembly mast section with the help of a mobile crane. Once that is all done, the counterweights are added. For the crane to grow, it must be done one mast section at a time. A top climber is used by the crew that fits easily between the top of the mast and the screwing unit. In order to balance the counterweight, the crew has to hang a weight on the jib. Once that is done, the stowing unit is attached from the top of the mast, and this results to hydraulic ramming of the top climber and pushing the steering unit by 20 feet. The gap of the 20 foot is then accompanied by a 20 foot mast. This is how the weight of the crane is increased. Again, I'm not an expert on the cranes. We don't have them at B&R. But, you know, this is just the basics on how to do some of that crane putting together. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.